Haywire.
The ABC gives regional youth a voice. Patrick Redden, Emily Ogilvie, Alison Farr and Ashley Wurst are all 16 and come from Jamerset in South Australia. These four rural experts want to dispel some of the myths and also misconceptions that city people have about life in the country.
Hi, I'm Alison Farr.
And I'm Ashley Wurst.
I'm Emma Ogilvie.
And my name is Patrick Redden.
And we're all students from the Jamestown High School in South Australia's Mid-North.
It's come to our attention that rural Australia isn't always portrayed in a good light by our city cousins, and we blame this on the media.
So to correct these misconceptions, we've come up with 10 myths about life in the country.
The first is...
The bush does have seasons. Most people perceive the bush as a dry and desert-like place, but it does actually rain in many parts of Australia. In some parts, it rains so much that we can even grow stuff in the ground.
Myth 2. Troy Dan, the cowboy of the outback. What more can we say about someone known as the Outback Adventurer? Real people don't muster kangaroos or fish out of a helicopter. Helicopters cost about $100 an hour to run. Nobody can afford to go fishing at $100 an hour, which brings me to our next point.
Myth 3. Most farmers are not rich. In fact, it is the other way around. Most farmers and landholders are quite poor, because if the rains don't come and the crops don't grow, and the sheep all die, you don't only have no income, but you make a loss, which brings me to our next myth.
Myth 4. 3 millimetres of rain and a headline in the paper reading, 3 millimetres of rain saves farmers' butts, does not always make a successful harvest for all farmers. Farming relies on exactly the right amount of rain and sunshine at exactly the right time. That is almost ridiculous.
Myth 5. Country towns are not the international crime centres of the world as depicted in Blue Heelers. Our local cop, the one and only cop for a town about the size of Mount Thomas, when asked what he thought about the show, said, well, who would ever want to live there anyway?
Myth 6. Not everyone in the country wears moleskins, akubras, snakeskin boots and drives around in dirty four-wheel drives. In fact, very few people I know actually own four-wheel drives.
Myth 7. Not everybody in the country lives on a farm and has to get up at 4 a.m. to milk the cow, shear some sheep, fix the tractor, build a dam and reap the crop before going to work in the office.
Myth 8. In the country, we do have plumbing, running water, an indoor toilet, electricity, TV and even air conditioning.
Myth 9. For those of you who have seen the bugger advertisement in which a farmer has a bugger of a day because his utility is too powerful, let it be known that we fully endorse this advert.
Myth 10, and last but not least, in the country, time does not run slower. 60 minutes does not take 90 minutes to watch, and the 6 o'clock news is at 6 o'clock.
We hope that our team of rural experts have done something to improve the image of the old-fashioned country bumpkin. Country people are in some ways similar to what the media tells us. In a lot of ways, though, it is greatly exaggerated and quite a long way from the mark. So remember,
farmers carry Australia, so give us a go, mate.